Would you like to know my biggest takeaways from the largest business conference in the world, GrowthCon, just held in Miami, Florida, in the USA? That's what's coming up next.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Moving Beyond Being Good podcast by Gary Ryan from Organizations That Matter. In this podcast, Gary shares everything about servant leadership, service leadership, authentic leadership, how to create high performance cultures, service excellence, and life balance. Here's your host, Gary Ryan.
Hi, folks, and thank you, Sienna, for your lovely introduction. Folks, I've just had an incredible 2 weeks in the United States in Miami. The weather was incredible, but the people and what I did there was even more incredible. There was two main reasons why I was there. The first was to complete my certification for my 10X business coaching program, which allows me to be invited into the elite coaching program, which I'm super excited about. That's been one of the most intense and unbelievably amazing learning experiences over my entire life. The last 9 months of diving deep into Cardone University and completing 646 videos worth of information around the 10X mindset, 10X marketing, 10X sales, 10X follow-up, and much more. And to also be exposed to and to join the worldwide 10X community has just been amazing. To spend time with my mentors, Grant Cardone, Elena Cardone, Brandon Dawson, and Natalie Dawson, as well as Jared Glantz and Sherry Hamilton and Jody Sacco and Dragan Chodrovsky, and so many more people that are unbelievable human beings within the 10X community has been just life-inspiring and certainly an massive injection of energy for the business. And the second part was to attend GrowthCon. As I said in the introduction, that is the largest business conference in the world. There was just under 5,000 attendees from all over the world. 10X is currently present in just under 60 countries and growing every day. People literally from around the world, people doing all sorts of businesses and people from all sorts of communities. Your color, your gender, your sexual preference, none of that matters in the 10X world. What we care about is creating good through business and helping people be successful in business and therefore helping themselves, their families, their communities, their employees equally be successful and financially sustainable and viable in the world. It's such a powerful community. To honestly, to be spending so much time to be in the room with my mentors, to be able to have the opportunity to speak with them directly was just awe-inspiring. To be in the room and to listen to John Maxwell speak was just magnificent. He's been one of my academic heroes over time. And honestly, to be in the room and hear him in person was just awe-inspiring. Obviously, Grant and Elena Cardone, Brandon Dawson and Natalie Dawson, they speak for themselves. In terms of Ray Lewis and Peyton Manning, the lessons that came from them were just huge. Tim Grover, I had the opportunity to actually spend some time with him. Also, Orrick Quick Sr., who won the Great American Speak Off, was just unbelievable that I met him and got to spend some time chatting with Orrick and his beautiful wife just before he went on stage, literally minutes before he went on stage to win a massive competition with over 30,000 people that had entered that competition, and he won the Great American Speak Off. So well done, Orrick. I was certainly cheering for you. But folks, some of the absolute key takeaways, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, again, I've never been in the room with those folk, but to actually hear them speak, it really does sort of change in some instances is your perspective of them, and to learn so much more about their stories. You know, you think you know so much about these people, but honestly, there was quite a lot that I didn't know. But across the board, and I think this is really important, like what are the main themes that I learned from the conference from all of the great speakers? And equally, folks, it was really terrific to hear both Scarlett Cardone and Sabrina Cardone speak. Those two young women at 14 and 12 years of age with Elena are just inspiring women. Like they really are. And it's inspiring to see young women who can speak like those two can speak. I can absolutely promise you that it's just delightful to be able to see such confidence in them. Sure, they've grown up in an environment where they've been mentored and coached by their parents, but that's the point, right? As parents, we ought to be mentoring and coaching our children, teaching them how to communicate. Like this is an incredibly important skill, life skill that we need to teach people, teaching their children about money. It's something equally incredibly important that as parents we need to be doing. And for a lot of us, we've got to unpack some of our mindset about money and go and learn and educate ourselves. And that comes to my top three key things that were present right throughout every speaker at the conference. And the first one is you must dream big. In fact, your dreams need to be so big that they scare you. Like, too many of us are dreaming too small. And as a result of that, not actually dreaming big enough, we hold ourselves back because the dream actually isn't attractive enough. You've got to dream big enough that you actually get scared. Now, if you're not sure how to do that, that's what Yes for Success is going to help you to do. Yes for Success is going to help you work out what your dreams are so that they are big enough to scare you. The second thing that you must do is you must recruit mentors and coaches into your life. Every single one of the people that I've mentioned, every single one of them, no matter how famous and successful they are, they've all been proactive throughout their lives at recruiting mentors and coaches into their lives. And they've been willing to invest the time and money to have those mentors and coaches. And they're very selective. They make sure they get people that are experts in their fields to coach them and educate them. But that is the way to fast track the exponential curve towards success. And the third key step that all of the key speakers advocated is that you must do smart, hard work. There is no easy path to success. And again, I talk about that in Yes for Success and also in Disruption Leadership Matters. I speak about this fact that Anders Ericsson's research highlights that no one creates success without doing hard work. However, you can do hard work and not be successful because you're doing not smart, hard work. It's the smart, hard work that's essential. And the best way to find out what the smart, hard work is to recruit those coaches and mentors into your life. It's something that I'm really, really passionate about. And I hope that you can see that I am practicing what I preach because I invest in my own coach. And in this case, it's coaches through Grant, Elena Cardone, and Brendan and Natalie Dawson, Jarrity Glant and Sherry Hamilton. And as I said earlier, that entire team at Cardone Enterprises, Cardone Ventures, Cardone Health, etc. It's just incredible to be part of that. And then I've got my colleagues within the 10X Business Coaching community that we also hold ourselves to account. You get access to all of that if you choose to have me as your coach and mentor in your life. Make sure you check out the show notes to be able to see the links to find out. And at the very minimum, book a strategy call with me. We'll spend 30 minutes for free for you working out how I can help you with smart, hard work and equally help you to get clarity around your big dreams and your vision. I'm Gary Ryan from Organizations That Matter. I can't wait for the opportunity to speak with you. Bye.